What's up, Eagle Country? Thank you so much for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries, accepting walk-ins, or you can go online to schedule your next appointment at orthosensi.com. That's orthosensi.com. I am your host, Double T Travis there, and I am still trying to dry out from the Yes Holmes 7th Annual Golf Tournament up at Sugar Ridge. Eagle Country 99.3 was honored to have a team play in the tournament. Of course, the Yes Home, the only group home in our area that serves teenagers that have nowhere to go and no one to turn to. So obviously a great time for a great cause, and you can still donate to that cause by going to yeshome.org. But myself and Rick from Wiki, and I got to give a thanks to John and Tony for coming out and playing with us as well. Carded a 5-under there at Sugar Ridge, and I am sure we were nowhere near the top of the leaderboard, as usually those four-person scrambles. Usually you're talking somewhere upwards of really a birdie, a hole, 18 under might have won that thing. But I didn't stick around to find out who won because I got absolutely drenched. There was two different times playing through this tournament that the rain came down about halfway through. We got some rain. We were able to nestle ourselves up against a wooded area and stay mostly dry. But at the end, very last hole, starting to get some sprinkles as we're on the green. And then it just opened up as we were making the drive back to the clubhouse. And if you've played at Sugar Ridge before, some of those drives to the clubhouse, depending on what hole you are at, it can take quite a while. So absolutely drenched and still drying out from that event. But awesome time, had a lot of fun. As I mentioned, the 5-under for us. We started out on the par 5 7th, and that was actually the hole that we sponsored here at Eagle Country 99.3. And much to my surprise, we birdied the par 5 right out of the chute. Actually played the par 5s pretty well. And I'm sure you don't necessarily care exactly how my day went on the golf course, but thought I would share the story because, got absolutely drenched out there. But again, it was for a good cause, and hopefully we can do it again next year. Speaking of golf, going to talk a little bit about the boys sectional from last Friday. Got a couple of area golfers that are moving on to the next round of the state tournament. Certainly going to talk track and field as the state finals happened over the weekend. We had one area baseball team playing at the regional, and girls tennis rolled on over the weekend as well. So that's kind of the rundown on this evening's show. Again, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, orthosensi.com. Okay, let's start with girls track and field, the state finals at Indiana University on Friday. Some individuals from East Central and Batesville competing at the state finals, and in the 4x800 relay, the 3200 relay, however you want to look at it. Batesville was there in the state finals. Megan Allgaier, Katie Olson, Kaylee Raver, and Emma Weiler, finishing 18th out of 27 teams. Their time, 9 minutes and 50 seconds. For comparison, the state champs coming from Valparaiso running a 9 minute and 3 seconds. Second 3200 relay. In the long jump, Ellie Hill and Hope Fox from East Central competing in this particular event, and Ellie Hill placed 11th with an 18-foot jump. Hope Fox was behind her, finishing 25th, and the long jump champion coming from Evansville Bossy, Alexa Smith, with a nearly 19-foot jump to win the state championship. The 4x100-meter relay team from East Central, Hope Fox yet again, Ellie Hill again, Anna Graff, and Rachel Campbell. They were 21st out of 27 teams. And looking at the 400 relay, Zionsville was the champion there, 47.2 seconds. East Central ran a 49.8 in that event. And the East Central was right back out there, 4x400-meter relay, and Anna Graff, Lana Davis, Ellie Hill, and Rachel Campbell finishing 19th out of 27 teams in the 1600 meters. And that was a win for North Central, who ran 3 minutes and 52 seconds compared to 4:06 for 19th place East Central. Now, following the state competition, something really, really special happened, particular for one East Central High School student athlete. If you've never been to a state finals within the IHSAA, their executive committee names a Mental Attitude Award winner for each and every state finals, and Hope Fox was the recipient of that award in girls track and field. Obviously competed in the 300-meter hurdles, the long jump, and was a part of EC's 4x100-meter team in the relay there in the classroom. Hope is among the top 30 in her graduating class, a member of the National Honor Society, exemplary honor roll, and is also a member of the East Central Volleyball and Basketball teams, volunteers within her community, assist with the East Central Youth Basketball Leagues, read across America, reading books to elementary school in her township, among other things. And to win the Mental Attitude Award, not only do you have to be really great in the classroom, carry a high GPA, be among the tops in your class, but you also have to show a great attitude out on the playing surface, and that is not only with teammates and coaches, but the officials, your opponent, and just carrying yourself with grace. And Hope Fox has certainly done that in all the sports that she played, including track and field. But she is going to be moving on to play basketball at Southern Connecticut University, and she's also going to be playing in three Indiana All-Star Games this week as a member of the Senior All-Star Team. They're going to play against the Junior All-Stars and then a couple of games against the Kentucky All-Stars, and we certainly do have all the information you need about those games. And if you want to attend those, that's where you need to go, EagleCountryOnline.com. But for winning the Mental Attitude Award on the behalf of the IHSAA and one of their sponsors, a $1,000 scholarship was presented to East Central High School in the name of Hope Fox, and we're going to have more on that coming up in just a few minutes. So let's stick with track and field here and move on to the boys' side of things as the state finals went on Saturday again at Indiana University in Bloomington, and had some individuals from East Central, Milan, Franklin County, Rising Sun, and Lawrenceburg competing at the state finals. The 4x100 relay team from Lawrenceburg, Hayden Saylor, Alex Whitty, Braden Combs, Daya Patel, four football players as well. They finished 23rd out of 27 teams, 43.7 seconds was their final, and Brownsburg ended up being the 400 relay winners, 41.6, so a couple seconds faster than the Tigers, winning the state championship. In the high jump, Chad Cox placing fourth with a 6'7" jump. Chad Cox, obviously out of Franklin County, great basketball player in his own right, a nice vertical leap, 6'4", too, by the way, if you didn't know. But looking at the high jump winner, Chad Cox was not far off of this. A junior from Plainfield won it with a 6'9" jump. Jacob Schatzel, classmate of Chad Cox, competing in the long jump, as well as Kendall Montgomery from Rising Sun. Schatzel was 10th, 22-foot jump for him, and an inch. Kendall Montgomery was 23rd with a 20.08 jump, and the long jump champion out of Portage, 23 inches and some change to win said event. In the shot put, Leo Maxwell, no stranger to this event, placing fifth with a throw a little over 59 feet. The shot put winner was Columbus North's Tucker Smith, who threw 66 6 inches. So really getting it done there. But congratulations to Leo Maxwell. What a fantastic career he has had. And I think he's going to be moving on to Purdue to continue his track and field career. And Ben Reilly from Milan, placing 21st in the 400-meter dash, 50.5 seconds. And looking at the recap here, the 400 meters was won by a young man from Plainfield, 47.4 was the champion in the 400. So similar to Hope Fox, Leo Maxwell was named the Mental Attitude Award winner on the boys' side of things. And for East Central, not sure, or actually any team, that this has happened very often where the boy and girl Mental Attitude Award winner came from the same school. But Leo obviously competing in the shot put, finishing fifth. He also finished fourth in the shot put and second in the discus a year ago, and is currently the school record holder in both competitions at East Central. He ranked 81st in his senior class in the classroom, National Honor Society member, and an exemplary honor roll member as well. Leo's volunteered with the North Dearborn Food Pantry, East Central's youth football programs, and has also helped construct new shot put and discus arenas at East Central. And yes, he is going to be going on to Purdue University to study kinesiology and participate in their track and field program. And just like Hope Fox, he was presented a $1,000 scholarship to East Central in his name. So absolutely awesome awesome to see so many student athletes from the area participating at the track and field state finals, having Leo Maxwell, Hope Fox win the Mental Attitude Award. Awesome stuff there, and congratulations to all of our track and field athletes this year on phenomenal seasons. Not only those that made it to the state finals, but we had plenty of success stories in terms of making it to the sectional, doing well in the regional, conference champions, things of that nature. So it's been a fantastic spring season, and I've gotten to talk a lot, I feel like, about track and field, specifically here in the last couple of weeks, because so many student athletes have been showing out in that particular sport. You are listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Dr. Ron Auer, Dr. Brian Whistle, and Dr. Roman Trimba, located right here in Lawrenceburg, so it's easy to find the orthopedic specialist you need close to home. And I do believe Dr. Brian Whistle will be joining me on this very show a week from today, so should be some good stuff coming up with Doc. I want to transition into girls tennis here for a moment as the state quarterfinals went on this past Friday. Oldenburg Academy, the one area team that had advanced to the final eight, took on Delta in the quarterfinals, and it was a 3-2 win for Delta, advancing to the state semifinals. Delta won the number one singles, number one doubles, and number three singles matchups, and obviously Oldenburg scoring wins in two singles and two doubles. But what a phenomenal year for Oldenburg as they reach the final eight. Certainly nothing to hang their head about, making such a great run into the state tournament. It was very similar to Lawrenceburg's run a year ago, and that was a team that they knocked off in the sectional on their route to getting to this point. So there's a little bit of a rivalry that is kind of developed between some of those teams in that sectional. I throw East Central in the mix as well, as they've been one of the top teams in that sectional over the past few years. But girls tennis has certainly been a hot commodity here over the last couple years. Maybe that's not the right term to use, but I think what I'm trying to say is we've had some teams that have made some really nice runs in the state tournament over the past couple of years, 3 years, and I think that that is a trend that we could see continue, because these programs continue to have really great student athletes each and every year. So hopefully for the Oldenburgs and the Lawrencebergs and the East Central and even some of the other programs that are trying to get to that level to win the sectional, move on through the regional, get to the state quarterfinals. There's a lot of good tennis around here and a lot of teams that have the potential to do so. So congratulations again to Oldenburg on a fantastic season. As far as the individual tournament goes, Heidi Kane from East Central making another nice run this season as a senior, making it to the regional championship match. In that first round in the regional, she took on Carly Street from Southport, a fantastic junior player there, and Heidi Kane gets the win 6-2, 6-0, has to go back the following afternoon and take on Park Tudor's Lauren Long, who was 16-1 on the season, and Lauren Long winning the regional 6-0, 6-0. To over Heidi Kane, who has had an absolutely phenomenal career at East Central. So wanted to take the time to recognize her and her accomplishment of getting to the regional championship, I believe a second time in a row, if I'm not mistaken. But certainly a lot of talent there for Ms. Heidi Kane. And if she wants to continue playing tennis at the next level, I'm sure there'll be some teams chomping at the bit to have her. So congrats on a great season. Now let's switch over to baseball. Rising Sun, our only area team that moved on to the regional, at least one that is in Eagle Country, and they went out to Morristown to play in the regional over the weekend. Lost a tough one to Shakamak. I don't know how to say this school's name, to be quite honest with you, but the team's very, very good because they went on to win the regional. They beat Rising Sun 3-0 and then defeated Indianapolis Lutheran 7-2 in the regional championship game. But Rising Sun finishing the season with a 16-9 record, and certainly winning a sectional championship is something that every team in the state strives to do. So being able to do that, certainly going to be a memorable season for the Shiners. If your team and what they're going to have coming from now, they are going to be graduating some really, really solid team. One that really stands out to me is Jonathan Jimenez. He has had a fantastic career for the Shiners. Hit .410 this year, 3 homers, 27 ribbies, scored 20 runs, and also did a great job on the mound, going 5-2 with a 1.74 ERA. So they will certainly miss him next year, not only his bat, but his arm as well. Ashton McCarty, another very solid player for this team, 279 hitter, 18 RBIs on the season. Kendall Montgomery, who we just talked about, I mean, he pulled double duty going to the track and field state finals, playing in the baseball regional as well. 286 hitter with 10 ribbies this year. Dylan McKinley, a senior as well, that has contributed, as well as Damon Kerrigan. And this is a quality senior class that is going to go by the wayside, graduate, go on to maybe bigger and better things at the college level, whatever it is they choose to do. But certainly some talent coming back for this Rising Sun team, starting with Pate Jr., 29 hits, 27 runs. I think he'll take a jump in the RBI category next year when he's maybe put in a position to bat with ducks on the pond instead of being one of the ducks on the pond. And Peyton Merica, incredible pitcher as well, had an awesome season on the mound. Let me pull up the stats here. Switching over, 7-2 with a 0.61 ERA. Was striking out a lot of batters. Struck out 102 to only 18 walks. So that K-to-walk ratio, absolutely awesome for Peyton Merica. He looks to be one of the star players coming back. Peyton, six hitter. He'll be back. Dylan Martin, certainly a very athletic kid. And they got some sophomores and freshmen that have played a little bit here and there. So they'll have some new guys working in the mix to go with what should be a pretty solid senior class. But I would think another pretty solid season ahead for Rising Sun as some of these kids get a year older and a year better, not only in baseball, but they'll get better in some of the other sports that they play as well. So a great season for Rising Sun. Sectional champs, but fall short in the first round of the regional. And if you're going to lose in the first round of the regional, I think you'd like to lose to the eventual regional champion, and they did just that. The team they played in the first round is going to be just a 2 wins away from winning the state championship. Rising Sun wishes they were in that spot, but the school, which name I cannot pronounce, is the team that is going to be playing in that semi-state. Shock-a-mack. I don't know. We'll get it one of these days. You are listening to Crunch Time. It is presented by OrthoSensi, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. OrthoSensi.com. And golf is top of mind for me today because, well, I just got off the golf course not too long ago at the Yes Home Tournament, of course. Talked about that at the top of the show if you are just joining us. But a boys golf sectional happening over the weekend last Friday. A sectional out at Greensburg featuring the likes of East Central, Lawrenceburg, South Dearborn, Milan, Jacksonville, Batesville, Oldenburg Academy. Those are the local teams that were playing in this particular sectional. East Central, the best as a team, finishing fifth in this sectional with a 344. Lawrenceburg was sixth with a 352. Seventh, Batesville, 355. Milan in ninth with a 420. Jacksonville in 10th with a 434. South Dearborn in 11th with a 442. And Oldenburg Academy in 12th and last position in this sectional with a 450. Now, the top three teams advance to the regional round automatically. Columbus North, Greensburg, and Columbus East, the top three teams in this particular sectional. East Central was 5 shots off of the third place pace set by Columbus East, but there will be a couple of individuals from our area going on and advancing without their team. Eli Hoffman carding a 73 for South Dearborn, and Devin McFarlane a 75 for East Central. Eli Hoffman, 1 off of the pace for the medalist at the sectional. That went to William Davis of Columbus North, which was coming from the winning team. William Davis shooting a 72 at this sectional. And this was a sectional that was played at Greensburg. The par there is 70, so Eli Hoffman 3 over, Devin McFarlane 5 over. If you look at East Central as a team, Peyton Hogue shooting an 82, Justin Wustefeld with a 94, Ethan Mormon with a 96, and Jared Stonecipher with a 93. It's kind of hard to read these names off the IHSAA site. They're very small, and I have bad eyesight, so bear with me here. Want to take a look at McFarlane's round as a whole, shooting that 75 to get himself to the next round. He actually shot 40 on the front nine and then tightened it up a little bit on the back nine with a 35, including a birdie right out of the chute on a par three. Went par, par, bogey, par, 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 par to end his back nine. So that was really the nine that put him into this next round. Had a couple of double bogeys, it looks like, on the, or at least one double bogey, no, two double bogeys on the front nine. So like I said, his game really shaped up in that second half of this round, got himself to the next round. Looking at South Dearborn, Eli Hoffman with that 73, very, very consistent throughout the day as he shot a 37 on the front, 36 on the back. Does look like he had a bogey or two along the way. Bogey on 9 and a double bogey looks like on 13, but other than that, it was a par. He had an eagle on 15, par 5, and just kind of parred out from there, it looks like, for the most part. So a really great round from Eli Hoffman. Some of his teammates, Peyton Hill with a 118, Jake Daugherty with a 122, Caden Smith a 132, and Adam Strassmeyer with a 129. Low scorer for the Batesville Bulldogs was Jackson Wanstrath with an 88. Jackson Day with an 89. Actually, excuse me, Alec Brunzelmeyer had an 87. That was actually the low score for Batesville. Leo Moody with a 91 and Logan Fletcher with a 95. So pretty good rounds all around for Batesville. Looking at Lawrenceburg, an 82 from Cameron Williamson. He wasn't too far off that pace to get to the next round. Landon Bartlett with an 84. A couple 93s from Cameron Boyce and Charles Tufts and Rylan Erfman shooting a 96, so everyone keeping it below triple digits for the Tigers. Jackson Dell, 98 for Sam Schwering, as he had the low score for the Eagles. Derek Borgman with a 103, Alex Rolls with a 109, Chris Kuhn with a 124, and Landon Bohr with a 138 for Milan. Jackson Voss, a 95. Cole Connect with a 97. Alfred Matty with a 115. Jacob Helton with a 113. And Nathan Voss with a 123. And Oldenburg Academy, their low scores. Kale Yonigman with a 104. And Brett Wagner with a 105. So a lot of these young men trying to make it through the sectional into the next round, obviously, only two from our area moving on in Eli Hoffman and Devin McFarland, as mentioned. But congrats to everybody on a great season, great outing out at Greensburg. Not necessarily the easiest place to play, but some really good low scores for a lot of individuals from the area. So the boys regional. I'm going to be moving on. Let's see what the date is for this. Looks like Thursday, June 9th this week, and Friday, June 10th. Obviously, the top three teams moving on and the top five low individuals. And it does look like the feeder sectional for Greensburg is going to be Providence. They're going to be playing at Champions Point Golf Club Thursday, 8 a.m. And there was another sectional of note that was going on today, started this morning down at Sunrise in Madison, and Rising Sun, Switzerland County, among other schools competing in that sectional. The results have not been posted as of yet over at IHSAA.org, so we will have those scores for you on the local sports report sometime tomorrow morning, I would say. So be sure you're checking our website, EagleCountryOnline.com. So beyond that, I don't have anything else for you here on this Monday evening edition of Crunch Time. We will pick back up next Monday, 6 to 6:30, as we always do. Dr. Brian Whistle expected to join the show at the top of the show next week. We'll spend some time with him chatting about OrthoSensi and what's maybe new with him at OrthoSensi, and we'll also get into a little sports talk as well. We're going to be following along with the young men moving on in the boys' golf state tournament, so we'll definitely be taking a checkup of that come next Monday. But right now, just want to once again say congratulations to all of our spring student athletes that have had their seasons come to an end, whether they made it to the state finals in track and field or they were cut short in a regional or sectional, whatever it was. It's been a whole lot of fun covering spring sports here on this particular show, and we have had a lot of great standout athletes to talk about. So again, just wanted to take time to congratulate everyone on a great spring season campaign. And for those seniors out there from our area schools, congratulations on your graduation. We wish you nothing but the best of luck with whatever you have planned for your future endeavors, where you're going off to college, maybe you're going to go to a trade school, go straight into the workforce, or even into the military. Whatever it may be, we wish you nothing but the best, and don't forget about home, right? Never forget about where you come from, and don't forget about us here at your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3, and don't forget to keep tuning in to Crunch Time each and every Monday night, 6 to 6:30, presented by OrthoCincy Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, OrthoCincy.com. Until next week, so long, good night, have a good night. Thank you for listening to your hometown radio station. It's Eagle Country 99.3.